So here's the place. And there she is, kneeling on the rug, talking to that little boy.
I like her dress.
Oh, I said I like her dress.
Light cotton. Not too revealing, but not too Puritan. It's perfect for this time period at this part of the planet. Stable climate, little to no pollution. The way the light diffuses through the trees and strikes her, it makes her almost glow, pale gold. Like that rock you found a few days ago. Incredible. I can see why you fell in love with her. No, really. The long, straight blonde hair falling around her shoulders. The way she brushes her hair out of her bright blue eyes. She's slim, but not a stick. She has a firm body. 23 years, 4 months, and 12 days old. Her complexion is pale and clear, save for some cute freckles on her face. Wow, would you look at that? She has a beautiful smile. Must be a treat to see that mischievous little grin first thing in the morning, hey, you rogue? I thought so. Well, I'm sure you're not the first man of science to take such an interest in matters of biology, sweetheart. Oh, look. There's a sense of grace there. See the way she moves? The gestures she makes with her hands as she talks and plays with the boy? Generosity, patience, kindness. Even her movements. I've seen that kind of balance and poise in only 3 people in my entire life. Mark my words, that woman is unique. You're a lucky man, if you don't mind me saying so. No, really. There must be a billion men in any time period who would worship her, adore her, but she only has eyes for you. I can tell. You're on her mind right now. She's beautiful and loyal. A rare combination. And she's such a gentle soul. Look at the way she's looking after the boy. He skinned his knee, poor lad. She's comforting him, taking him in her arms. Aww. A big kiss and a cuddle. That'll mend everything. And her eyes. Those bright blue eyes. She has the trifecta, sweetheart. Virtue, loyalty, and beauty. It's so rare in my line of work to meet a true angel. She's exquisite. She's exactly as you described her. My what? Oh, yes, I never explained, did I? Well, it's a little difficult to explain to people of this time period, but I suppose you'd call me a weaver. I take threads of all kinds, weave them together, and make something beautiful. On occasion, I have to repair an entire tapestry. Right now, I'm working on a repair job, actually. No, don't call out to her, not yet. We'll want to surprise her properly, don't we? Because today is the day, isn't it? It's the day your whole life changes, sweetheart. How do I know? I always know, sweetheart. I'm never wrong. I feel the turn of the universe. I perceive the flow of time. I follow the tangled threads of quantum vibrations to the heart of the anomaly and... Sorry. I realize none of that makes any sense at all in this period of time. Forget it. It's not important. So, you're going to ask her to marry you, aren't you? I can see it in your eyes, sweetheart. And in hers. She's happy to play with the child, but she's distracted. There's an introspection there. And the little gleam and the creases in the corner of her eyes. A genuine, wistful smile. She's thinking about the man she loves. Dreaming of a life entwined with his. In all of the days under moon and sky, here lies the greatest of them all. The day a man proposes to such a perfect angel must surely rank as the greatest of all, don't you think? Oh, it's an absolute guarantee she would say yes. And of all the people in the universe, you two would truly live happily ever after. That's why I just want to say sorry. Yes, she has collapsed. She's ill. No, don't bother. You'll find that you can't move. I've shorted out your motor neuron system, temporarily. What I'm trying to say is, struggle all you want, sweetheart. You'll just wear yourself out. It took me a long time to discover this anomaly. I was whizzing backwards and forwards along this thread in time. Then I finally came across this moment. This is where, and when, everything went crazy. Your girl has to die, sweetheart. In the original event, she died. Her death pushed a million and one events into motion. Without that event, future generations on your planet are in the gravest danger. But somewhere, back along the timeline, you rescued her. You saved her life. Sometimes the thread of time gets pulled out of position, you see, and minor variances occur in the past. We call it slippage. For the sake of the entire planet, your girl cannot live. This is just the way life and time is. The swift don't always win the race. Bad things happen to good people. It can all be so very unfair. Crying does help, so feel free to let it out. No, sweetheart, there's nothing you can do. Yes, I could help her, but I won't. This is the way it has to be. Look, do you want to know what will happen without this event? To all the future generations? To the millions of people in the future? Fifty years from now, life will look like this, sweetheart. Look around. This is what we brought about without my repair work. The river, dried up, no water. Crops, uneatable. Animals, all dead or mutated, changed into feral monsters from the depths of your twisted imagination. Horrific, isn't it? Dooming 20 generations of your kind to this living hell. It's the best example of a paradox I know. The life of one person is insignificant. Therefore, it's the greatest reason that things change. Well, it's all over now. Her eyes are dim. I'll go and let you grieve. When I disappear, you'll be able to move. Just remember that she died for a reason. Not everyone does. No, I don't suppose it is much comfort. Never forget, she truly loved you. Do with that what you think right. Goodbye, sweetheart. Now then. Yes. The repair has been successful. The timeline has returned to what it should have been. It's connecting and integrating with the bigger patch of confirmed future. Good. A shame she died, but it was the only way to get him to take his life. He loved science, but he loved her more. His suicide has stopped his experiments with uranium and radium. His world was not yet ready to unleash those kinds of forces. His suicide gets blamed on his experiments, and they are shelved. The safety of his planet has been ensured for generations. What is the value of one life? Nothing. And absolutely everything.